time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
19 to 11, and from Grand Racing New South Wales, Dave Carlson. Morning, Dave.
Cos, good morning to you. A little bit dusty this morning. My horse, my racehorse, Settler Stone, won for the first time in 3 years at Devonport yesterday. So the celebrations went on a little too long. Anyway.
Well, hey, Dave, you never know when they're going to win another one, mate. You just got to party. That's it. Enjoy. Go hard or go home.
You do. Absolutely, Cos. And I did go home eventually. Mate, from the start of the show, Cos, just want to mention to participants that nominations for Dapto and Maitland this Thursday and Dubbo this Friday are still open. You've got a bit over 15 minutes until 11 a.m. to get them in.
Couple of great Group 1 races in Wendy Park Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. For the male greyhounds, the Vic Peters Classic. And for the female greyhounds, the Peter Mossman Opal. And in the Vic Peters, oh, yeah, Cos, the Feral did it again. This time at Group 1 level for the very first time. Why don't we hear Timmy Newbold's call of the Vic Peters Classic final?
Racing, Feral Frankie got away cleanly. Show Business is showing dash. Kid Candle driving up on the rails. Corborn Marty getting a rails run through. Kid Candle went to the lead by 3 over Corborn Marty. Feral Frankie, he's on the move. Then Charlie Casey, Show Business, Mr. Hollywood, followed up by Wellback Webleck Jack. They're coming to the home corner. Kid Candle led. Here comes Frankie. Feral Frankie in the center, moved up, hit the lead. Corborn Marty going with him. The Feral. Feral Frankie has won the Vic Peters. Feral Frankie has beaten home Corborn Marty and Kid Candle, who ran the race of his life. They were followed up by Western Eagle.
Oh, what an incredible chaser the son of Collision and Solar Pack is. Trained by Jack Smith in Forbes in Country New South Wales. Of course, Jack spoke with Mick Cowley yesterday morning around about this time on Sky Sports Radio. Feral Frankie's won 14 of 26 starts, including the past 10 in a row. He's finished second 8 times and third twice. And his will to win and his track sense are just wonderful to watch. He jumped really well from the squeeze box in the Vic Peters then. And as you heard in Tim's call, he was wedged between runners turning out of the straight before getting outside the four-dog Show Business and moving into third place on the rail down the back. Now, heading towards the home turn, he had Kid Candle leading in front of him and Corborn Marty to his outside. Totally unfazed, he left the rail. He pushed Corborn Marty 3 wide before hitting the lead in the straight and winning by half a length in 29 and 80. Congratulations to Jack and Maurice Smith. Also owner Lyndall McIntyre, along with breeder Barry Ward, the former Bulldogs enforcer, Bustling Barry. Barry told me that he's going to put Feral Frankie's Dam Solar Pack to Collision again. Those pups will be valuable. Now, the Feral himself will head to Melbourne soon for the Group 1 Maturity at the Meadows. Go, you good thing. Saturday night, second Group 1, was the Peter Mossman Opal Final for female greyhounds and Victorian Starter Riot bolted in. Here's Tim Newbold once again.
Racing, Miley Nismo began well. Flossing came out running and is rushing across to go to the lead. Miley Nismo's driving hard, got on her heels through the first turn but held second. They'll follow by Starter Right, Mapunga Frankie. They'll follow by Zipping Trivia, Long Break Really Unreal, Aston Peregrine and Vouchers at the rear. Coming off the back, Flossing led on the inside, trying to gut it down as Miley Nismo down the centre. Starter Right hit the lead. Starter Right too strong. Starter Right has gone home to win it by 2.5 and beaten Miley Nismo, Flossing, Zipping Trivy and Really Unreal. Then Mapunga Frankie followed in by Vouchers.
Yes, it was Starter Right by a comfortable margin from the gallant Miley Nismo. The time 29:78. Congratulations to the winning trainers Keith and Lisa Helmuth. And Lisa joins us now. Lisa, good morning. Starter Riot jumped well from box 3 and, as we heard in Tim's call, was a few lengths from Flossing and Miley Nismo down the back before charging away in the straight. And Lisa, to run home that powerfully in clock 29:78 shows just how strong she is.
Yeah, last week when she was in the heat, I was a bit disappointed with her run home, but I think she seemed a bit flat from the week before when she ran at Cranbourne in the Winter Cup that she won. And we knew that she was going to do a lot better in her run home. But she certainly did show it on Saturday night.
Yeah, well, after she won the Winter Cup at Cranbourne, that was in best of night figures, by the way, three runs back. You and Keith did say that the Peter Mossman would be the next target, so it proved to be a very astute plan.
Yeah, we thought if she ran well at Cranbourne, given that the Peter Mossman Opal was an age-restricted race, we thought she'd be good enough to put in it. She's been up there before and she didn't have any luck. So you've got to be in it to win it, which we thought same thing at Cranbourne. So that's why we headed up to New South.
Okay, yeah, well, that start you mentioned at Wentworth Park was way back in January. That was in a heat of the Group 1 National Futurity. So she'd seen the track. Did you trial her? Did you bring her up to trial her or slip her at Wentworth Park recently?
No. No, the last time she was there was for the Futurity earlier this year. I think it was earlier this year. She trialled...
Yeah, January, yeah.
Yeah, she trialled before that race, the week before, and she ran, I think it was low 30s for her first look, which we were happy with.
Okay.
But when we bought her for the heat, for the Futurity, I think the 7 might have cut her off at the start and then she got into too much trouble. So she didn't make it to the final. But we know the ability she does have, and I think that's why we headed back up again for the Peter Mossman.
Yeah, well, she drew a lot better in 3 on Saturday night. She was in the 6 in the Futurity Heat that time. She's won 13 of 27 starts, Lisa, with 3 seconds. Keith and yourself bred her and you own her, so that's even more special.
Oh, definitely. You know, we still can't believe it. Like, we class ourselves as hobby trainers. We don't train for anybody. We only have a small number of dogs at home. We breed. We have never sold a pup, though. We've sold some of her next litter to Fernando, only because we want to go on holidays next year.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's very hard to be up against the bigger trainers and try and win these group races. And, like, since we've had Peter Rocket, we've won 3 Group 1s and a Group 2 and, you know, little cups here and there. So, you know, we're still pinching ourselves because we can't believe how well we've done with just our little team that we have.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, with the $75,000 first prize from Saturday night, you'll be able to go on a holiday, probably go around the world about 6 times.
That's the plan.
Yeah, I know. Look, I know you won't be doing it in September because I know Keith's a mad Collingwood fan, so you'd want to hang around to see how they go.
definitely. They made the grand final last year and blew it in the last quarter, so they do a bit better this year.
I hope they do, Lisa. Well, look, you and Keith, you trained her mother, Flash Riot, as well. I'm talking about Starter Riot. You trained Flash Riot, and you mentioned Peter Rocket. Great dog, took out the Group 1 Dapto Megastar almost 6 years ago. And Lisa, thank you so much for joining us on Going Greyhounds. Congratulations. And just before you go, where to next with Starter Riot? Where are you going to head?
Well, we're heading to the Maturity Heats on Saturday night. It's a big step up for her, but you've got to be in it to win it. And she normally does begin well and she's a strong finisher, so we think she's good enough to put in it. Whether she can get in the final, who knows, but you've got to give it a crack.
You betcha. Well, that's this Saturday night at the Meadows in Melbourne. Lisa, to you and Keith, congratulations, and thanks for being our guest this morning.
Thank you.
There is Lisa Helmuth from Victoria, Sean.
And a very happy Lisa Helmuth too. Very, very handy dog.
Yeah, it was a very, very strong win, really powered through. If it had gone a little bit longer, she would have won by further, Starter Right. Very strong, very strong. Now, and her dam won, I think, a 700-metre or 699-metre race, so there's strength there.
Tell us about the auction, the fundraising auction at Wentworth Park.
Oh, Sean, look, it was a really fantastic result. Over $50,000 raised for Cara Atkins and her surviving child, Bailey. Of course, as we know, tragically, 3 of Cara's children perished in a recent house fire in Singleton in the Hunter Valley. And On Saturday night, the Aston DB and Think-A-Lot pup fetched $15,000, while the Straws from Stud Dogs, which were kindly donated as well, they raised $22,000. There was also some magnificent items in the silent auction, and many donations as well. Thanks to everyone who helped, everyone involved. The $50,000 mark was reached. A massive thank you to everyone, including Ash and Kylie Thomas, who donated the pup, and also to Ronnie Arnold, who hosted the auction throughout the night. Ronnie was tireless. He did a fantastic job. Really want to give him a big rap. And look, there's going to be another fundraiser for the family on Black Top Night. That's at the Gardens in Newcastle on August the 30th, Sean.
I heard there was a huge amount of money raised on GoFundMe as well.
There was the GoFundMe page as well. So, you know, and still open. So just get on there and provide for Kara Atkins, because she's got a long battle ahead of her, the poor darling.
All right, you got a few tips for us?
Well, there's two New South Wales meetings today, Sean. Bathurst kicks off at 3:37 this afternoon. The best bet, race 3, number 3, Fernando Jr., 3:3. The value bet, race 9, number 8, Fifield Bitter, 9:8. Nowra races from 6:09 this evening. The best bet, race 6, number 1, Tomarong Terror, 6:1. The value bet, race 8, number 2, Milos Zar Dun. And I'm done, cos.
All right. You are. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Dave.
Look forward to it, Sean.